You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Today, I want to talk about how each of us need to take the time to appreciate other people and ourselves. And I want to tell you a story about a person in my life that always did that. My Aunt Renee was a force to be reckoned with. She was the second child to my grandparents. My mother was her older sister. Aunt Renee was the most interesting individual to talk to, and she was always happy. She always saw the good in everyone. She took the time each and every day to appreciate what she did in her life and what others were doing in their life. I look back as a child and I admired her as a little girl when her husband left her with three small kids. She reevaluated her life and she basically shifted and pivoted in some ways. And through all the things that were negative, she never let it get her down. And if she did, she didn't show it to other people. Her life wasn't simple after my Uncle Ralph left. She worked full time and raised her three kids proudly. She had more love to give others than many people ever have in their life. Now, her life took a village, and she had my grandparents there at her side to help her. But as her siblings, including my mother, departed the area where she and my grandparents lived for jobs and various things that came up in their lives, she ended up being the one there with my grandparents and helped them throughout their elderly years when they became ill and needed to be taken care of. Aunt Renee never would have intended to hurt anyone's feelings. She elevated love to everyone. Her line was, love you more. And she challenged all of us in the family to want to be like her and be loving and kind. Even when her life wasn't the way she really thought it would be as her marriage crumbled, she took charge, she became resilient, and she became the type of person that didn't focus on her stress, but more focused on how she could be loving and kind to others. Her expected response to something unexpected in her life was to be a better person to those around her. Always, always listening and being supportive of anyone who came into her presence. She worked in a bank for years and was one of the most popular people at the bank because she made you feel good when you talked to her. How many of us today can self-reflect and think about the last time we went out of our way to be kind to someone? It's been difficult because we've all been remote, and some of us haven't been with other people at work in a long time now. But the next time you're on a Zoom meeting and someone appears to be having a bad day, seek to understand what they're going through. Listen, give them time to share with you how they're feeling. If everyone could Renee the next person that they are with and love them more at that moment, our world would be a much better place just by elevating the person that you work with, that you live next door to, or that is standing behind you in a grocery store line or in a drive-through line at Starbucks. How can you care for that person and make them feel loved? Someone asked me a couple days ago, how did I learn to be kind to other people? And I have to tell you, I thought of my Aunt Renee and all of the things she did and said to care for others during her life, which was rich and full. She raised three amazing kids who are now all married with children of their own. and grandkids in one of the families. So they've moved to the next level. And all of them know how to Renee the other person. I hope someday that someone that I've touched along my career and my life will say that I made a difference in their life and that I helped them in some way to do the best that they could at that point in time. That's what life is all about. And I hope that each of you will go out tomorrow and be a Renee to the person that you meet. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.